League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Of course, the end of the season now. Clan losing to Fife Flyers in the playoffs here tonight. We're in a quiet Brayhead Arena now. With me is the netminder, Chris Holt. Chris, that's effectively your last game tonight. Can you sum up your emotions?
There's a lot of them right now. It started with disappointment, when they scored, and then, was sort of overwhelmed with the fact that it was over. And then, when I took a little lap there at the end by myself, I got a great send-off by these amazing fans, and it's definitely, it was very, very classy by them, and it's a memory that will last with me for the rest of my life, no doubt.
You and I spoke at length about retirement for the article in the Clansman this week, and, that's you. You've definitely made the decision. No going back?
No going back, absolutely not. I'm deep in the job interview process at the moment, so... No, I won't be coming back, and it's time to go home, and I'm sure I have three kids and a beautiful wife that's very excited to have me around, but I'm so thankful that I came and played one more year, because I was on the fence about playing this year, and I'm so happy that I did, and I gave the advice to the guys that are in the locker room that are also contemplating being done. I said, if you didn't know at the beginning of the year that it was your last, play one more. Because I was on the fence last season. I'm so thankful that I played one more to have that kind of closure and sort of mentally prepare for it all season. And I couldn't have imagined a better place to finish my career with the teammates and coaches that I had and all the fans and all the staff that worked for us. It was just truly a treat, and I'm just so grateful.
When you think back, you said you were on the fence about whether you were going to play that last year. You ultimately did. Why did Brayhead Clan sell it to you?
Well, it was a big selling point was Gareth Chalmers' enthusiasm to get me to come here. I know that it didn't happen quickly. It happened over...
He's like that with most things, in fairness.
Yeah. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. Yeah. And it was sort of his enthusiasm and me seeking the advice of some players that I respected who have already retired, and they gave me the advice that if you weren't sure to play one more, and his excitement to get me here and the fact that I was going to be playing with a lot of my own countrymen again and being able to live in an English-speaking community, it made for a what I believe would be a very good way to remember the sport, as opposed to the life that I had lived for the last 6 or 7 years in countries where I was the only English-speaking person on the team, or those were tough years in Siberia and things like that. So I wanted a really great memory, and I wanted something that was going to last, that I had really positive feelings about at the end, and I definitely have those right now.
What would you say has been the most outstanding memory, other than obviously that experience of being out in the ice one last time? When you look back on the whole season, is there anything in particular that sticks out?
Things that stick out. Well, the 9-8 loss sticks out. that was a circus game. Great. There were a few great performances, without sounding like a cocky asshole. The 1-0 win in Coventry when we were losing a lot, and it started sort of sparked the turnaround, and Jackman had the overtime winner that night in Coventry. We had just got thumped, I think, by Edinburgh the night before. I got pulled, and that game was a big turnaround in the season, and it was really the turnaround for me personally. Although I didn't feel like I was playing poorly, I wasn't stealing any wins, and I felt like that one was a steal, and we sort of built off that and went on a nice run through October. The injury sticks out. That was, not ideal in my last year.
You got to go home?
I did get to go home, which was, a sort of silver lining of the whole thing. But it was an unfortunate time, because I was really coming into good form. I was leading the league at the time, and and I was putting some a good run together, and we had a real favorable schedule in January where we could have even propelled farther. I mean, we fully came in and did a great job, and Gary did a great job. I have to, a huge memory is going to be Gary Russell, and he I was in there and I got emotional talking to him, because he's probably been the best partner that I've ever had in my career, for somebody that you know, arguably never got to play, and to be so supportive through the entire season, and he didn't complain once. He had my back the whole year. That's pretty hard to find in the goalie world. There's a lot of competition, and it's usually quite cutthroat. You know, especially if you got someone competing for ice time. So he's been just the absolute definition of a great teammate, and something that's something I won't forget.
And of course, the boys at the Purple Army Pod as well. You've kept them company through the season as well. You'll miss their chat also.
Absolutely, and you know, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't going to be coming back for a few guest appearances next year on the podcast.
Which
will be the delight of the fan base. You know, we did have 10,000 downloads on one particular podcast that got us in a little hot water. But
we'll move on from that.
Aside from my teammates and my family on the team, it was great to make some great friends that are off the team. And those three guys that do that, you know, Ross, Graham, and Steven, they're great guys, and they do, you know, I do believe that they know what they're talking about, and they're very respectful with me, and they don't ask me things that I can't talk about, and if they do, I simply don't answer it, and they're okay with that. So they've been a great group of friends and a great way for me to kill a Monday night, and I will miss them too.
Chris, on behalf of the fans, thank you so much for the season that we've had with you, and it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.